as agent for Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots 10, 11, and 12 in Block 36, Eastern Addition, Zoned MXL, and located at 1414 through 1424 Edith Avenue Southeast, between Trumbull Southeast and Avenida Cesar Chavez, containing approximately 0.4891 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
I'm here.
Thank you. Would you please state your full mailing address for the record?
Yes, my name is Juanita Garcia. I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning. My address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Ducero, we are here on behalf of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, and they have a church right on the corner of Cesar Chavez and Edith, and they also own these lots to the south of them, and they're wanting to combine the lots so they could build a reception hall in the future. The property is zoned MXL, so luckily we're not subject to any contextual standards, but we do need to request for a determination in regards to the width of the alley. So the subject site is adjacent to an alley. The alley is just immediately east of it. And so we are arguing that the 16-foot wide alley only serves access to the immediate property owners. There are gates that are placed in the alley. In this case, they were placed there. It looked like probably sometime in the 1990s or 2000s to kind of control traffic traveling through the alley. And so this alley really doesn't serve a purpose for the general public to go through it. And so so we're just requesting a determination to allow the existing alley width to remain. The site does have sidewalks, adequate sidewalks along Edith. They are at least, they are 6 feet wide. And then along Trumbull, they are 5 feet wide. And we did provide an exhibit that identifies that. They also have landscape widths in that area as well. So we believe that we're meeting transportation standards in regards to that. And so with that, I stand for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia. Let's go to the public comment next. And if there is any, you'll have the opportunity to respond. And so again, for everybody here in attendance, this is agenda item 4, a request for a preliminary minor plat at 1414 to 1424 Edith Southeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item 4. Last call for public comment on agenda item 4. Okay, Ms. Garcia, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. I will go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff for their respective comments, beginning with Water Authority and Mr. David Gutierrez there, sir. Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Water Authority has no objections to the plat. However, prior to final sign-off, I'll need to confirm that the leftover meters that will not be used are removed. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Yes, we. I know that the property owner is working on that, so we'll ensure to have that completed prior to obtaining your signature.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. For future development, gradient drainage plan will be required before building permit release. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen.
Thank you. Let's go next to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, if you please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's see. We have no objection to the plat or the determination to allow the alley to remain 16 feet. Please note any future development will need an approved TCL prior to site plan or building permit. Now, on a side note, I want to ask, do you know when that gate was put in? Because typically we don't allow blocking off of a public alley. Do you know when that was done?
Mr. Armijo, I do remember it occurring sometime in the, oh, I don't know, the 90s or the 2000s. I do remember working for the planning department at the time that it occurred, and they were placed there by the city to control traffic through the alleys, and they were placed on several alleys throughout that neighborhood.
Okay, well, I mean, if it was done by the city, then I was just curious because, yeah, that just seemed kind of strange. But
Right.
we have no objections.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Mr. Jay Rodenbeck, I see you with the hand raised. Are you there, sir? If you'd
Sorry.
please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So, Ernest, we had a similar situation with another plat. Fairly recently. And I think we discussed that possibly needing to go through a vacation of public right of way. And if this is, if the city did this, then that probably changes that requirement. But would we want to have proof from the applicant of that being done by the city? Or are you comfortable going moving forward without it?
I mean, I'd like to see something. I don't think I want to tie it to this. I don't think I want to tie it to this action here at the DHO. It's just something that, I mean, out of curiosity, I would like to see.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Arvico, Mr. Rodenbeck. Let's go next to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
This is Jay Rudenbeck. I'll go ahead and read off code enforcement comments, Mr. Hearing Officer. So, code enforcement has no objections to the proposed replat and has no comments.
Thank you,
Thank you.
sir. That takes us to Parks and Rec. I believe that we do not have anyone here from Parks and Rec today. Is that right?
Mr. Hearing Officer, that's correct. I do think I was just informed by Mache that from Parks that they do have one case with comments. So do you see, Mr. Hearing Officer, the memo from Parks on this?
Let me pull it up. I just had it.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up too. I haven't been con it wasn't confirmed with me which case they have comments on.
I have the memo here on my screen for this matter, and it says no comments or objections to the requested action from Parks and Recreation.
That's correct. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, let's go to the planning comments and who'll be delivering those today?
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Ms. Garcia.
Morning.
Just a few comments here. So the planning staff defer to the alley determination request for transportation department, which I don't think they have an issue with that. Just do make a note. It needs to be added to the plat, which requires a request approval of the determination from the DHO, because I didn't see it there. Let's see, is there going to be any infrastructure needed for this project?
No infrastructure.
Okay. So I also gave you the comment of the easements that just make sure that all type of easements must be depicted on the site plan the existing easements, the ones that will remain, and the ones that need to be vacated or abandoned. Okay, and just with the regular comments for the conditions, just the private and application number need to be added to the plat. Prior to the final sign-off of the plat, the AG's office must approve a DXF file, and proof of approval must be submitted, and also the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And I'll be putting those in the chat. And that's the end of my comments.
Mr. Ibata, we did submit a proof of DXF approval. I'm not sure if you see that in our application.
Let me see.
That was submitted under supplemental.
Oh, did you just send it after the fact?
Yes, we did.
Then just go through and disregard that condition, and because I'll be looking for it.
Okay.
And also, just one last comment. Can you confirm whether the withdrawal of all the listed addresses on these lots has been carried out, as we mentioned last time?
Yes, so we the applicant did reach out to the city to rectify the address, but if you want to make it a condition that you receive confirmation in regards to that, we can ensure that we get that to you for by the address verification clerk.
Mr. Rodenbeck, will that be a condition that I should be listing?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Perfect. And that's the end of my comments. Thank you.
Great,
Yeah.
everybody.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Ms.
Sorry.
Garcia.
And just to state that there are no easements on this particular parcel.
Okay, thank you
Oh,
for confirming
thank you.
that. Mr. Ibarra, were you saying something?
No, I was just gonna say that I was gonna put in the my conditions on the chat.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, anything else from any of the DFT staff? Ms. Garcia, anything else from the applicants?
No, nothing else.
Okay. Bear with me one second then. Okay. Having heard the evidence presented today and reviewed the record, agenda item 4 is ready for ruling, and I hereby approve agenda item 4, that is PR 2024-010456, minor plat 2025-00037, because the application meets all applicable requirements. I'm sorry. Let's see. Did we have a determination on this? Or a
Yes.
waiver, a determination, right?
Determination.
With the associated determination, because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, with the following conditions. First, proper removal of unused meter boxes is re required prior to final sign-off of the plat, and that's a Water Authority condition. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of the approval must be submitted. I understand that's being undertaken. And project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Also, a note must be added to the plat which records the request and approval of the determination from the DHO. And finally, confirmation of whether the withdrawal of the listed addresses on the lots has been carried out and proof must be provided. Okay, I just have a note here that the condition on prior sign-off does not need to be included, so we'll remove that. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 4. Appreciate everyone's work on this. Thank you, Ms. Garcia.
Thank you all.
Team, Ms. Roanoke, if we could do the recording, please.
It's recorded, sir.
Thank you. Oh, do we need to stop and start? Are we okay?
That. I did it.
Oh,
I
good.
did.
Thank
I did it
you.
really good. Yep.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That takes us to agenda item 5, and that's PR 2024-010005, minor plat 2025-00038, which is a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by Consensus Planning Inc. as agent for Danmar Construction LLC, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot 23A, Block 11, plat of Lot 23A, Block 11, Valley View Addition, containing 0.1389 acres, zoned MXT and located at 334 to 336 Adams Street between Zuni and Cole, containing approximately 0.1389 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, Mr. Lucero, Jonathan Turner.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Sarah. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Lucero. Jonathan Turner with Consensus Planning, representing Danmar Construction LLC for the subdivision of one lot into two lots. These lots were previously platted in the same fashion originally when this commercial development was built in 2006. The two lots were combined into one, and now they are being subdivided back into two lots again for ownership purposes.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Anything else before I call for public comment?
No, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, let's see if there's any public comment, and then if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item 5, request for preliminary final plat at 334-336 Adams Street. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised, hand provide public on agenda item 5. Last call for public comment on agenda item 5. Okay, Mr. Turner, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comment, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objections to this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Bear with me. Again, just lost my screen. Not sure what's going on here. There we go. Okay, that takes us to the hydrology comments. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with the engineer stamp data of April 14th, 2006. That was fairly old, but hydrology has no objection to this plating action. For future development, grading drainage plan will be required. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramico, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Transportation has no objection. Please note any future development will require an approved TCL prior to site plan or building permit.
Very good. Thank you, sir. And that takes us to code enforcement. Is that Ms. Rodenbeck? Thank you, Jay Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Code enforcement had no comments.
Thank you. And let's see. Parks and Rec is up next. Do we have a representative? If not, I'm looking for the report here.
We don't. And I got their comment memo pulled up, Mr. Hearing Officer. They had no comments or objections to the requested action as well.
Thank you, Mr. That takes us to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those today.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. I will be. Marcelo Guevara.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, on this one, morning, Mr. Turner.
Good
This one, I
morning.
also noticed that this line is extra. You can just easily go through and get it removed because hydrology's line for signature is missing. Give you the comments for all type of easements must be depicted on the site plan, all the existing ones, all the ones that will remain, and the ones that are to be abandoned. Can you confirm, Mr. Turner, that the parking requirements are being met and that this plot does not show any defined or parking spaces, any parking spaces?
Thank you, Mr. Vada. Yes, the parking requirements are met. We do have a site plan that was submitted and requested previously to show the existing parking. So the two buildings combined right now, well, the two suites are a total of 1,250 square feet, according to the county assessor's record. And this subdivision will result in two 650 or 625 square feet suites. They're therefore requiring one space for each. And the exhibit that we provided, the site plan shows that that is exceeded. We have four total spaces for one suite, and the other suite has two. So we're on a major bus line there on Zuni, and we are within a quarter mile of premium transit and major transit corridor. So therefore, again, we based on the square footage, which is the way the parking is regulated for uses in the IDO. We are below the 1,000 square foot threshold for one space per suite. And again, we provide two spaces, as you can see, and then four spaces for the other southern suite.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. And this one, just to make sure that you know that is within the CPO 8, the building height sub area 4, and also the with the same conditions as the previous cases. Just make sure that the application number and project application needs to be added to the plat. As I already mentioned, the signature from hydrology needs to be corrected or added. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, and also prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AG's office must approve the NSF file, and proof of approval must be submitted.
Understood.
Those are
Thank
my
you.
comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ibarra, Mr. Turner. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck as he has a hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcel, do we have did we ever get anything from the applicant's team in writing regarding the parking calculations?
No, we didn't.
So, Jonathan, you just went over them, but you just confirmed verbally that those calculations are met, correct?
Correct.
Or the requirements are met. Sorry, I shouldn't say calculations are met. The requirements are met.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm going to direct this question to Ernest Armijo with Transportation. Ernest, do you have any objection to them? To us moving forward with the plat without having anything in writing regarding parking calculations?
Ernest Armijo Transportation, I don't have any objections.
Okay, good. All right. I think we're good then too for planning. We got it on the record.
Thank you. I appreciate that, everybody. Okay, anything else from any of the DFT staff? If we put any proposed conditions, please in the chat. Mr. Turner, anything else from the applicant team?
No, I don't have anything. Thank you.
Okay. In that case, just thank everybody for your work on this. I'd like to go ahead and rule on this item, which is agenda item 5, PR 2024-010005, minor plat 2025-00038. And I hereby approve said application and project number. Because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First of all, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. And finally, a signature line for hydrology needs to be added to the plat. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 5.